Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We'll be finishing up Shin Ayin Ches. We'll be, Emir Tzashem, doing Shin Ayin Tes. And Behezus Hashem, starting Shin Pei. So let's finish up with the last Sif Hei, in Shin Ayin Ches. The Mechaber tells us, Shalosh Chatzeru Zulif Nimizu. You have three courtyards, one within the other. So you have courtyard 1, 2, and 3. One is the innermost one, 2 is the middle one, 3 is the outer one. V'yochid b'chol achas. There's only one person inside each courtyard. Even though we consider that there are multiple people having rights to go through the outer courtyard, because as Dershu footnote number 13 explains from the Rif, he brings down the Rush as well, machlokes over here in the Gemara in Erevin Daf Chav Gimel between Rav Adon and Shmuel, where meduba b'shalosh chatzer zulif mimizu, that's exactly our case, innermost courtyard 1, middle courtyard 2, outer courtyard 3, b'chol chatzer ger yochid, there's only one individual living inside each one. According to Rav Adon, kivin shirabim ovrim b'chitzona, since courtyard 1 and 2, those people have the rights to go into the third courtyard, and three people now have the rights to go in the third courtyard, that's called the rabim, so they each ruin it for each other, hari osrim zu al zu. However, uladash Shmuel, according to the opinion of Shmuel over there, ain't on Nechshav l'Rabim, that's not considered Rabim over there. Kivan shekol achas muteras b'mkoma, since courtyard 1 is allowed to carry within courtyard 1, there's only one guy there. Courtyard 2 can carry within courtyard 2, there's only one guy there. V'yesh l'rak drisas regu b'chitzona, it's only in the third courtyard that they can go and travel through that. So the Shulchan Aruch over here, Paskins over here, like Shmuel, who says that doesn't ruin it. So again, all three of these people over here in these three courtyards are allowed to carry over here. Ain't on Osrim, the Mechaber tells us. Shekol achas muteras b'mkoma. Person in courtyard 1 can carry within courtyard 1. He doesn't ruin it in his own place. He doesn't ruin it anyplace else. Likewise for courtyard number 2 person, and likewise for courtyard number 3 person. However, v'mayu shnayim b'pnimis v'lo erbu, but if there were two people on the inside in this courtyard, and they didn't make an erech atzeros, so then they ruin it for their own courtyard, so they're osrim in their own place, and they're going to certainly be osrim everyplace else. Hari in osrim al hayachidim shem b'am tzoyis v'shem chitzona. They're ruining for the individual, the single person in the middle courtyard, and for the single person in the outer courtyard. And now the Mechaber concludes this beautiful simon with the following klal. Zeh klal. Regel ho'asura b'mkoma, as we've already spoken out many times. If you're not allowed to carry in your own courtyard over here, oserish shlo b'mkoma, you'll also ruin it into areas where you have drisas haregel rights. However, regel muteres, if you have rights to carry in your own courtyard, then eino oserish shlo b'mkoma, you don't ruin it in another courtyard where you have the drisas haregel rights. That concludes Simon Shin Ayin Ches. And now we start Shin Ayin Tes, Dine Chatzeros Ubatim Beinayim. Now here, the cases where we're talking about, as we'll see, you have a courtyard on the left which has a house opening up to it on the outermost side, and then there's a house opening up to it on the middle side, on the inner side. And then there's another house, and then there's another house with another courtyard. And this other courtyard also has a house on its outer side. So you're basically dealing over here with two courtyards with three adjoining houses in between them. And the two outer courtyards over here also have other houses opening up into them, making them full-fledged courtyards. Again, the picture, just to make sure everybody understands it, you have a courtyard all the way to the left, a courtyard to the right, and there are three adjoining houses in between them, house 1, house 2, and house 3, and they go 1, 2, 3 into each other. They're not all open to either of the two courtyards. Only house 1 is open to courtyard on the left, house 3 is open to the courtyard on the right, but 1 is open to 2, and 2 is open to 3. And that is the scenario that the Mechaber is going to be talking about. Now let's see inside of the Mechaber. Shtei chatzeros, you have two courtyards, one all the way on the left, one all the way on the right. And they have other houses opening up into those courtyards, which we're not interested in, but that's what makes them into a courtyard. Ushlosha batim b'neim, and you have three houses, 1, 2, and 3, in between these two outer courtyards. And the outer left courtyard only opens up into house 1. House 1 opens up into house 2. House 2 opens up into house 3. And house 3 opens up into the rightmost courtyard. That's the scenario that we're talking about. Shlosha batim b'neim. Psuchim zelazeh, each of the inner houses, one is open to 2, and 2 is open to 3, and 1 is open into the courtyard, and on the left, and 3 is open into the courtyard on the right. And now, courtyards 1 and 2, the left courtyard and the right courtyard, verotzim la'arv yachad, they have no direct connection with each other, they're connected through these three middle houses over here. So chotzer zeh bo derech dayish she'etzlo. So the leftmost courtyard goes and places the box of matzahs over here by going through the first house, courtyard on the left, goes through house number 1, v'nosin eruvo b'bayis shebe'emtza, and it places the box of matzos in house number 2, in the middle. And likewise, v'chein otzah shnia, Likewise, the courtyard on the right goes and participates in the Erev Chatzeris over here by bringing its matzos over here from its courtyard by going through courtyard on the right, going through house number 3, and then placing its contribution to the Erev Chatzeros in the same house number 2, over here, the middle house, L'chein Osa Shnia. In this situation, you have an adequate, good Erev Chatzeros between the courtyard on the left and the courtyard on the right, Umutorim Bishloshtan. And all three houses can participate, and all the houses around the courtyard all are participating as one. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Aleph, V'hein Gam Psuchos L'chatzeros Etzlan. The house number 1 is opened up into the courtyard on the left, and house number 3 is opened up into the courtyard on the right, as I've explained. The Komashul and the Chiddush over here is, if normally a house doesn't contribute, so that house can't go and carry the Gam Osar B'nei Achotzer, and the people in the other houses are also not allowed to carry into the courtyard. So here you have house number 1 doesn't contribute to the Erev Chatzeros, only all the other batim in the Chotzer contribute. And house number 3 doesn't contribute to the Erev Chatzeros, only all the other houses contribute to the Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, in this situation, it doesn't ruin it, even though house number 1 didn't contribute and house number 3 didn't contribute. Hochi Yitzur Sheshum Echad Miashlosha Lo Yitnu Chelik Bo Erev. Neither house number 1, house number 2, or house number 3 has to actually put in matzah into the Erev Chatzeros. Why not? Nevertheless, though they all can go and carry, even though houses 1, 2, and 3 didn't contribute at all, because everything is going to be put into the middle house, both the matzahs from the left courtyard and the right courtyard are going into the middle house, and from the middle house's perspective, they don't have to contribute because the Erev is in their house, and houses number 1 and 3 are considered like a base shar to the other courtyards, and a base shar doesn't have to contribute over here. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. Each of the inner houses, number 1 and number 3 respectively, are considered like a gatehouse over here. They don't have to put in the pas. And the middle house, that's the house where the Erev boxes are actually held. The matzahs are held. And we've already pointed out previously that the house that actually has the Erev chatzeros in it, the box of matzahs in it, they don't have to participate to put in a matzah into that box. Mishmur explained in Sivkot and Beis, Mutarim Bishloshtan, all three are able to participate. Rotz Lomar, Shem Mutarim Letal to Biosin Abatim, they can carry from one house to the other. Vabatim Behen, Afa Pi, Shalom, Not Nuchelik Be'er. And everybody can carry into them, they can carry into all the other places, all houses into all houses over here, even though the three middle houses, 1, 2, and 3, didn't contribute anything. Because Sivkot and Gimel, houses 1 and 3, Choshev Loki Be'shar, Achre Shebnei Achotzer Molichin Eruvin Derech, Alei Lemtzais, because people are going through them to get to the middle house to go and put their box of matzahs in there. So they're functioning as the Beis Shar. Chofak Tzayim adds in the Shar Tzion Nos Aleph. This is true. Afilu im kol yimos hachol ein lam rishus lavor derech habatim. This is true even if all weekdays they're not allowed to go through those houses. Nevertheless, afilu hochi kiven sheinichu es ha'erv b'vayis ho'emtzoi. Since they do have the right to put the Erev in the middle house, Al Karchach, even against their will, Nisratzu Abatim Shemishnei Atzadim, houses 1 and 3, have given permission, Lavor Derech Aleim B'Shabbos, Kishiyirtu Lechol Erev. Since they're allowed to go and eat their Erev, they essentially have given Rishus to allow them to go through. So even if during the week they can't, on Shabbos they can. This is a permissible Erev on Shabbos. Mishmur continues and he writes, V'yesha Kosu, Du'adin im Nosnu Shteim Ha'erev Bi'echom Mi'batim Asmuchim L'chatzeros. There are those opinions that say, and this is brought down in the Shara Tzion and Os Beis, the Mogen Avraham in the name of Tosos, that even if they were to put the Erev Chatzeros over here in one of the houses that is next to the Chatzeros, either in 1 or in 3, or Bi'echom Mi'shar Batim Shebishtei Chatzeros, or in any of the other houses in the Chatzeros over here, nevertheless, Elo Ashol Shabbatim Ain't Tzrichim L'tein Erev. Then houses 1, 2, and 3 still don't have to contribute to the Erev over here because the Nasu Kulam Beis Shar Liosu Chotzer, because all three of these houses are considered a Beis Shar for the Chotzer. The issue footnote number 2 explains, Hainu Kishein Lahem Derech Acheres Lavo Michotzer L'Chotzer Zulas Derech Shloshes Batim Elu, because there is no other way to go from courtyard on the left to courtyard on the right, or courtyard on the right to courtyard on the left, other than going through these three houses. So then they all function as a single Beis Shar. However, Im yesh lehem derech acheres, if there is an alternate way to get from courtyard on the left to courtyard on the right, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, ein abatim nechshav beis shar, then 1, 2, and 3 aren't considered a beis shar, and if they want to participate in the Erev Chatzeros over here, they need to participate. Each need to add their own matzah, so to say, to the Erev Chatzeros. But if they don't have a other connection from left courtyard to the right courtyard, then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Kivin Sha'ovrim Derech Aleihem, Laniach Erubah, since they all have to go through houses 1, 2, and 3, according to this Magen Avraham, in the name of Tosos, this Yesha Kosu, so they would not have to even participate, even though the Erech Atzeres is not in the middle house. And Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kimavur B'simin Shin Samachva B'siv Gimel, this concept that the house that has the Erech Atzeres in it doesn't have to participate is something we learned previously in Shin Samachva in Siv Gimel. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shtei Chatzeros, if you have two courtyards over here, Ushnei Botim Beinehem, you have the two courtyards, the left and the right, and you have only two houses in between them, house one and house two. V'lo Ervu Yachad, Elo Kolachas Liatzma, and each courtyard made its own Eru Chatzeros. So the left courtyard made its own Eru Chatzeros, the right courtyard made its own Eru Chatzeros. Uba Ben Chatzer Zeh, Derech Bayis She'etzlo, and somebody from the left courtyard goes through the house over here that is adjacent to it, house number one, V'niach Eruvo B'Bayis She'etzel Hasheni, and he goes and puts his box of matzahs over here, he puts his contribution to the Erev Chatzeros over here in house number two, which is adjacent to courtyard on the right, and V'chein Os Hasheni, and likewise the person in the right courtyard went and put his contribution to the Erev Chatzeros in the left house, house number one. So again, you have the courtyard on the left where the Erev Chatzeros is in the house all the way on the right, and vice versa. The courtyard on the right has put its Erev in the house on the left. Lo kanu Erev. That's not a good Erev over here. Because each of them is putting their Erev into a Beis Shar, and the Beis Shar over here doesn't work. You can't put a Eruv Chatzeros into a Beis Shar, as Dirshu footnote number 3 reminds us, Sheesh Lesor Esatil to Bechatzeros Mimanushach. It's no good over here, Mimanushach. Im Nidon Eshnei Habatim Kebeis Shar. If you're saying over here that the houses are functioning as a Beis Shar, Eif Shol Laniach Eruv Beis Shar. As we learned previously, you're not allowed to go put the Eruv in a Beis Shar, in a Chsadra, or a Marpesis. It's not considered a good Eruv. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paschim and Simon Shin Samach Vav. And even if you want to say Im Nidon Osom Kebayis, if you want to say they're a house, so Nimtzor Sheesh Bayis Sheinu Muruv Hamasik Bein Kol Chotzer Lemokom Ha'Eruv Shalah. Then you have a house over here that's not part of the Eruv, that's separating from where the Eruv is, and that would be no good as well. So therefore, this is not going to be a good setup. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Ayin Tes. And now we can begin Shin Pei, which deals with Bitul Rishus. We've already talked a couple of times that if somebody did not contribute to an Erev Chatzeros, either intentionally or by accident, so there's an Eitz over here, even on Shabbos, he can be Mevatel as Rishus. Now let's discuss this din. The Mechaber writes, Echod B'Bnei Chotzer. If you have an individual that lives in a chotzer, he's one of the houses in this chotzer, and he sheshochach v'lo erav imu acherim, and he forgot to participate in the erev chatzeros. And if he doesn't, he ruins it for them. Osur aleihem. If he didn't participate, he ruins it for everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot in Aleph. We specifically said over here, Nokat Sheshochach, why did the Mechaber use the language he forgot to participate? Lashminen, the Chiddush is over here, Dafilu b'chi haigavna oser kisholo bitel. Even in this situation where he did it by accident, he will ruin it for them unless he does this bitul rishus that we're going to talk about in a moment. But the same halach applies, Abol hu adin, Afilu kishehezid v'lo erev mahani bitul. You shouldn't think that if he intentionally said, I'm not participating in this Erev, that he doesn't have the right to be Mabatil. Even there, where he intentionally didn't contribute to the Erev, he still has the right to change his mind and be Mabatil as Rishus. As the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Sharet Zion Os Aleph, the Ha Bitul Mahani Af Mi Bo Jom. Somebody can say, I do not wish to participate over here in this Erev Chatzeros, but I'm being Mabatil and Rishus. V'yesh lo adayin shos lorit. Even if he had the chance still to be Ma'arv, it's still Erev Shabbos. This works. So Bitul Rishus works, and as we'll see, it works even on Shabbos. Not only does it work on Erev Shabbos. So in this situation, Osar Aleihem, if he doesn't, Bevatel his Rishus, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Letalto mi botem l'chotzer, that nobody in this courtyard will be allowed to carry from their house out into the chotzer, and vice versa. Of course, if the courtyard is enclosed, we said many times, you can carry things that are Shavas in the courtyard and Erev Shabbos within that courtyard, but you can't bring them into the house, and likewise you can't bring from the house into the courtyard without an Erev Chatzeros. So what should you do in this situation? The Mechaber tells us, Ma takonosam, what's their takona? How do you correct this over here? Yevatel lehem rishuso. He's allowed to be mevatel his rishus to them. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings down from the Tosefta, one should not say, well, I'm not going to do this, but it's a mitzvah to go and allow people to be able to carry over here. Mitzvah alodum levatul rishu. So he should do this specifically if he wasn't included in the Erev, either intentionally or certainly unintentionally. If he's a great person, he has the right over here to say, no, I'm not going to do this. What does that mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, Shimu Adam Gadol, if he's a very, very chosh of a person, a very great person, v'lo no'alo lebatol em rishus, and it's, so to say, improper, it's pasnish, for him to go be mevatel his rishus to them, it's below his dignity, so to say, to do this, whatever the reason may be, so then, they have an etzah, yevatel heim, it's rishusum lo, so everybody else can be mevatel to him, he's the rabbi of the town, he's the big Talmud Chacham Rosh Shiva, it's pasnish for him to be mevatel his rishus, so they can be mevatel their rishus to him. And he says in the Gemara in Erevin, it says that Ravu was mevatel his rishus. Yishlomar sheshom yutzrichim lekach. There was a mitzvah need over here. Mimetino shurutzrich chamin lemila. They needed there for a bris mila. So that's why it was appropriate for the great Ravu in that situation to be mevatel his rishus. Otherwise, the other people should be mevatel their rishus to the great person rather than asking the great person to be mevatel his rishus. In any event, this is a perfectly good takana, yevato lehem rishuso. And well, how do you do this? So the Mechaber continues, Shiyomar, he should say, rishusi mivuteles lochem o knuy lochem. He says that my rishush should be nullified to you, or it should be considered owned by you. And the ain't sorich liknos b'kinyan suda. You don't have to make a formal kinyan over here, a kinyan suda, a kinyan with a handkerchief to acquire those rights. Yochol levatel af mishetechshach. And you can even do this once Shabbos is started. You don't have to do this on Shabbos itself. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Matzku, says af mishetechshach. He says v'af ogad dineser l'miktzah Shabbos. So at the start of Shabbos, nobody's allowed to carry there because there was no Erev Chatzeros that included him, and he ruins it for everybody else. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go mivatel on Shabbos itself because he brings down a brice from the Gemara in Erevin over there, daf ayin omud beis, the le'inyan bitul rishus, in regards to being mivatel rishus, lo mashkichinam b'ne dinesa b'tchila Shabbos. We don't take into consideration the fact that it was also at the beginning of Shabbos. You're allowed to change this on Shabbos and be mivatel rishus on Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel, you don't have to do this with Kinyan Sudar, dehu rak siluk rishus b'yami. You're not really acquiring anything. He's just abdicating, so to say, his rights in that area. So he's removing himself from his rishus, in order that he doesn't ruin it for all of them. And therefore, based upon this, you're allowed to go, the Gemara says, and do this even on Shabbos, once it's already Shabbos. The issue footnote number 2 explains that the Ramban over here in Psalkim tells us, so he's not really being mafkiris house over here. Ella shela also yom for that specific Shabbos oker daitomi lila dori mashutvim. He's so to say removing himself from being a living resident of that neighborhood, of that chotzer. Kadeshu heim kimi shadarim levadim, as if they were living by themselves. And it's mashma from the Ramban she'ein in yano shel bittel. It's not talking here about really a nullification. What is he doing? He's koveya bedaito. He's, so to say, establishing that he's living someplace else, and he's not living over there. That Shabbos b'mokum keva, even though he physically is there. Shehamevatel hevi oreach kelapi misha bitel avuro. And therefore, he is saying, I'm essentially functioning as a guest over here, and just like a guest won't ruin it for everybody else, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. I know we're in the middle of the sif over here, but this is a good break point, so we'll stop over here, and with that, we conclude today's shiur.